Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. An MTA audit suggests some of the security cameras down there aren't working and that there are lags in maintenance and security equipment. Thomas DiNapoli's report says we got to do better than this, folks.
The MTA created 30 projects to install closed-circuit televisions going back to 2010. Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli found that four of those projects were delayed because of a lack of available contractors. And as of a year ago, only six projects are complete. The MTA says COVID challenges were to blame. Comptroller looked at 141 repair tickets and found delays of up to 2 years, with the most common reasons being other or no reason. Recommendations to the MTA include making sure there are enough contractors to do the work and documenting why work wasn't getting done. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, DiNapoli says when security equipment fails, it can have severe consequences. Speaking of security, from Austria, more coming out now about an alleged terror plot targeting the Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna. Now they're saying the suspects in that foul plot had hoped to kill as many people as possible. Isn't that crazy? Investigators say they found bomb-making materials in their homes, both of them inspired by the Islamic State. Three concerts were canceled out of precaution. A Long Island mother and her daughter had planned a vacation around one of the concerts and were actually en route to Vienna when the news broke.
Kim Kirby decided with her daughter to go on vacation to Vienna to see a Taylor Swift concert and then travel on to Croatia and Venice. But after spending $1,600 on tickets, the two are very disappointed the concert was canceled.
We were sitting on the plane, that's when we heard the news, and we were already on the plane and going, so there wasn't much we could do. But we wouldn't have done anything anyway. We would have definitely come here no matter what.
She says they are taking precautions while there, like not going into an area with large crowds.
We understand that this is what had to be done. I mean, it's more important that everybody be safe.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Yeah, tens of thousands of fans were disappointed, in fact. But get this, the Austrian chancellor actually had to defend the organizers' decision to scuttle the concert, saying it was justified. The organizers say it was a sellout. All three concerts, 65,000 people per night, with 30,000 folks outside. That's where authorities say the suspects had planned to strike. By the way, in London, they say the shows will go on next week since there appears to be no link to the foiled Austrian plot. In Brooklyn, they hauled a 41-year-old guy off to jail after tracking him down in connection with a hit-and-run earlier this morning. It's about 1:30 in the morning. Police say a 23-year-old guy was trying to get into a Jeep. This is on Avenue N in Flatbush in Marine Park. A guy in a car came through and hit him. Police say the driver just kept on going. The victim is in critical condition at Kings County with head and leg injuries. The suspect was caught about a block away. Of course, charges are pending. In other news on this Thursday, the plea deal struck with the alleged mastermind of the September 11th attacks was thrown out by the defense secretary, as you know. Well, now there are questions as to whether Lloyd Austin had the power to do that.
A military judge overseeing the case against 9/11 defendants has authorized lawyers to investigate whether Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has the legal authority to scrap a plea deal that would have taken the death penalty off the table. Austin defending the move at a press conference this week.
Families of the victims, our service members, and the American public deserve the opportunity to see military commission trials carried out.
Shannon Kingston, ABC News, the State Department.
And back on Long Island, we don't know if they were carpenters or not, but those skills will come in handy where they're going if convicted. Six people arrested for a credit card fraud scheme. Say that fast three times, Mullins. This involving a major hardware store. Investigators say they opened up several Lowe's credit card accounts in the names of various victims, totaling more than $25,000, all of them accused of grand larceny, identity theft, and other related charges now. In other news, city comptroller and mayoral candidate Brad Lander says somebody needs to pressure Governor Hochul to sign the Climate Change Superfund Act. He says, I've seen the numbers from environmental advocates showing the state has reportedly spent over $1 billion on resiliency projects so far this year. He says taxpayers are paying for it, but he says the burden should be shifted to the companies that are causing all this doggone pollution, not us.
Where should the money come from to do the resiliency work that is going to save lives, that's going to protect our communities, that's going to make it possible for us to have a thriving and resilient future? It's really straightforward. It should come from the folks who have done the damage to our climate.
Yeah, he's talking about big oil and others like that. Hochul hasn't committed to signing the thing, so advocates are rallying outside a cooling center in Brooklyn today to put the pressure on. A disturbing scene in the Bronx played out in the overnight as police report two men stabbed inside a laundromat and one of them didn't make it. It has people who use the laundromat feeling kind of jittery today.
For local residents like Ida, who've used the 303 laundromat almost daily for 10, 15 years, they're stunned by the violence.
It's a good laundromat. I don't go to no other laundromat, but that one.
Pretty shocking.
Yeah. Right? Oh, it is shocking. Very shocking. Oh, my God. I can't believe. I'm like.
She and others watching crime scene investigators doing their work, looking at a series of surveillance cameras at the laundromat. A brutal attack at 2:30 in the morning. A man who had walked in with a pile of shirts in his hand suddenly went on the attack, stabbing two men, killing one of them.
Very shocking. Very shocking. I can't believe it.
The suspect, a man in his 30s, seen running south on College Avenue as cops trying to track him down as soon as they can. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, the Claremont section of the Bronx.
Police describe the suspect as about 5'8", 140 pounds, a little dude wearing a green and black shirt, black pants, and a black and white hat. If it rings a bell with you, I want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.